Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi. Wa na'udzu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأما من خاف مقام ربه ونهى النفس عن الهوى فإن الجنة هي المأوى وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اتق المحارم تكن أعبد الناس صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. Honorable and respected ulama, elders and brothers in Islam, a few weeks has passed since the month of Ramadan, and many of us will lament how fast the month had come, how fast it has gone. When we look through the life of our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we will find that our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was on a continuous mission of reviving, refreshing, rejuvenating, renewing the iman of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and thereby the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. One integral part of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's life, and this is from the perfection and the virtue of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that whatever Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had revealed to him, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not hesitate, he did not delay in conveying that message. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that on one occasion, our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Sahaba, "Who is there to take from me? Who is there to learn from me? So that that person can learn, practice, and then teach others so that they can practice." Allah give us all the tawfiq, Jumma in and Jumma out, bayan and after bayan and after bayan. Today we get it on podcast, social media. There is never a shortage of the talks of deen. But Allah give us the tawfiq that we listen with the intention of, number one, making amal, practice ourselves, and then conveying this message to others so that they can also practice. Now this is exactly what he said to Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Who is there to learn so that they may practice and they may convey to others so others may practice? So amongst the Sahaba, very quickly Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu volunteered. Now our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and this is the methodology, his seerah is so rich, we cannot discuss every aspect. But he then holds the hand of Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he begins to count, and he gives five advices to Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. It's not going to be possible for us to elucidate and to explain each one of the five. But the very first one of that five, he said, اتَّقِ الْمَحَارِمَ تَكُنْ أَعْبَدَ النَّاسِ. اتَّقِ الْمَحَارِمَ تَكُنْ أَعْبَدَ النَّاسِ. Abstain and keep away from that which is haram. Then you will become the one that worships Allah Ta'ala the most. You and I, we're so used to numbers, we're so used to quantities, that if one person read 5 paras of the Quran and somebody read 2, we will say the man that read 5, he has made a greater and more ibadat. The man that read 10 salawat upon Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and one read 100, we will say the one that read 100 made more ibadat. The man that read 100 rakats and another read 10, we will say the one that read 100 made more ibadat. That's our calculation. The calculation of Allah in His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is different. It is not about how much of ibadat you make after the fard and the wajib to become more worshipping to Allah. But it is the sins that we leave out in our lives. This word taqwa, ittaqil maharim, appears over 200 times in the Quran. In certain ayat, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَالْتَنْظُ النَّفْسُ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. The word taqwa appears twice. What is taqwa? We take taqwa sometimes as something that is very difficult for us to abide by, to bring into our lives. However, Umar ibn Abdul Aziz rahmatullah alayhi used to say that taqwa laysa taqwa Allahi bisiyamin nahar wa qiyamin layl. Taqwa is not about an abundance of fasting during the day, this nafal fast, standing up at night, making tahajjud. That is not taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Taqwa of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is that a person leaves sin and he fulfills what Allah has made fard and wajib. It is just such a simple approach. What happens to us when we speak about sins, then we want to get the technical aspect. Is it a major sin? Is it a minor sin? One person asked, a very pious personality, that looking at something that is haram, is that a major sin or is it a minor sin? That pious sheikh responded to the questioner and I said to him that you have a little spark and you have an ember, a coal, a burning coal. Both of them are left. Which one will cause greater damage to a building? The day you can tell me that, then that's the day I will answer whether it is a major or a minor sin. Hazrat Shaykh Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya rahimahumullah mentions an incident in this regard that we take it very lightly. He says that there was in an environment of the Majusi, of the fire worshippers, a great number of Muslims, and once the Muazzin went up the minaret to give adhan like they would do in those days. As the Muazzin was giving adhan, his eyes fell on a woman and he immediately fell in love with this woman. Now we will think about it, that here is a Muazzin, look at the virtues of a Muazzin. Atwal al-anaq, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, they will be the swiftest, the quickest to go to Jannah. They will be the closest to Allah Ta'ala on the day of judgment. And Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given so much of virtue. But we will question, what is that man doing when he's giving adhan? Couldn't he look after his gaze? But we sometimes holding the tasbih, and yet we're engaging in the disobedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah forgive us. So nonetheless, he comes down and he goes straight to that home and he proposes for that woman. The father of that girl says to him that we are Majusi, we are fire worshippers. That marriage of yours will not happen because you're a Muslim. Allah save our iman, save the iman of our children. This person said, I am happy to become a Majusi. He left the fold of Islam. But see where it all had begun. It began from the gaze of the eyes. Nonetheless, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali writes that this man, He's not even married. And he walks away, he falls, he slips, and he passes away. His dunya also, he never got that woman. His akhirat also, Allah Ta'ala forbid, Allah save us, he left in a state of kufr. So sometimes we are very naive when it comes to aspects of the disobedience of our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our mother Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha used to advise her students two advices. Don't undermine a sin. Don't think it is small, it is insignificant. Because we can get into a great deal of difficulty by just committing that one sin. And at the same time she said, don't think a good deed is meager. Don't belittle a good deed, because it can be most significant in the eyes of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. It is narrated about a great saint of Allah, Sirri Sakhti Rahmatullah Ali, that when he had passed on and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had questioned him, Allah showed him in a person's dream. And then again we are reminded that all of this will happen on the day of Qiyamah and thereafter. But Allah ta'ala shows us glimpses sometimes. So the person in the dream asked him, how did Allah ta'ala deal with you? So he said, Allah asked me one question. What have you come with? What have you brought? What have you brought? Just to digress a little bit, but on the topic, our mother, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, often said that there is nothing greater and more virtuous for you to take to Allah than a small, what we call, qillati zunub, a small amount of sins. Don't go to Allah with an entire mountain piled up with sins. Make tawbah to Allah Ta'ala. Nonetheless, this person said, Sirri Sakhti said to this person, that now I began to think very quick. This is Allah, Jalla Jalaluhu Amma Nawaluhu. This is Allah, who is Almighty, Al-Kabir, Al-Muta'al. What can I present to Allah? He quickly in his mind goes through the salat, the namazes. He said, this is not befitting of the status of Allah Ta'ala. He thinks about the charities that he gave. There had to be some kind of contamination. The fasting, then his heart became satisfied with one answer, which he said to Allah, Allah, I have brought the purity of Iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded to him, that did you forget Laylatul Laban, the night of the milk? The incident of the night of the milk was that one night this saint Sirri Sakhti had taken milk, he had drank milk, and then he got diarrhea. And all of us are guilty of this. He said to himself, this diarrhea is because of the milk. At that time, you had forgotten the Qudrat of Allah. You had forgotten Taqdeer. You had forgotten Allah in the equation. The greatest of walis of Allah can make this mistake, this slip. So Sirri Sakhti says to this person, at that time, I knew I was doomed. Because I've got nothing to place in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reminded him of one night you were walking and there was a little kitten, it was bitterly cold, and you took that kitten into your shawl. You comforted it, and if the incident of the milk was something that was worthy of me taking you to task, you had given that kitten a little bit of milk, you pacified it, you consoled it, and it is because of that I have forgiven you. So brothers, sometimes Allah forgive us, sometimes we see the deeds of others and we feel it is too little, they are not doing enough and we are doing everything. But what is going to be accepted in the courts of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that does not have to be a very great deed. It can be the smallest of deeds and that is accepted by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So this part of the hadith in which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, ittaqil maharim takun a'badan nas, that remain, stay away from maharim, stay away from everything that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had made haram, then you will become the most, the greatest worshipper of Allah, the one that carried out the most amount of deeds. Once somebody asked Sayyidun Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, "Oh Abdullah, tell us which of the two kinds of people that will satisfy you, that you will be happy with. One person, kathirul amal, kathirul dhunub. One person that carries out an abundance of deeds." We're talking about nafil deeds. But at the same time, the person also has an abundance of sin. And on the other hand, the other person, qaleelul amal, qaleelul dhunub. That person has very few nafil ibadat, very few nafil actions. But also at the same time, his sins are also less. So Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu responded to the person and he said, "What I would count is a person stays away from sin." Now friends, in the month of Ramadan, there was much that we had carried out. Allah ta'ala accept all the ibadat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept everyone's sawm and all the tilawat of the Quran Sharif. But now, as we pass this month of Ramadan, few weeks have passed, let us refreshen and rejuvenate our iman. Let us introspect that from then to now, how do we fare with regards to our amal, our deeds? How do we fare with regards to leaving sin that becomes a blockage between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Sayyidina Hasan al-Basri rahmatullah ali used to say that person is worse than a dog who does not possess three qualities. That person is worse than a dog who does not possess three qualities. The first quality is, he does not possess that taqwa that will keep him away from sin. See, again the word taqwa comes. And taqwa is all about abstaining and keeping away from sin. In the ayat of Surah Al-Anfal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, in tattaqullaha yaj'al lakum furqana." In tattaqullaha yaj'al lakum furqana. That when you have this taqwa, you keep away from sin, you keep away from the disobedience of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make for you a furqan. What is this furqan? It is not the name of any organization or any kitab. Al-Furqan means Allah will give you that sound judgment by which you are able to judge what is right and wrong. You'll be able to embark on that which is pleasing to Allah and keep away from that which is displeasing to Allah. In short, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will place a noor in the heart. And by that noor, we are guided towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If there's an error, yukaffir ankum sayyi'atikum, Allah ta'ala will forgive your sins if you seek tawbah and you ask forgiveness from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It comes in the kitabs of tafsir that when sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum heard our Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam speak about the Bani Israel. Now this was something amazing about the Sahaba. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ حَبَّبَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْإِيمَانِ وزينه في قلوبكم وكرها إليكم الكفر والفسوق والعصيان. Allah Ta'ala speaks so glowingly about Sahaba that Allah created in the hearts of Sahaba the love of Iman, and not only the love, وَزَيَّنَهُ, Allah Ta'ala adorned them with Iman. Every deed, every word, every thought of the Sahaba was something that will increase the quality of a person's Iman. On the converse, the adverse, وَكَرَّهَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْكُفْرِ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created in Sahaba by nature inborn intrinsic that they disliked kufr. وَالْفُسُوق, transgression. وَالْعِسْيَان, and they disliked sins. So when the Sahaba of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speak about the conditions of the people of the past. In the Bani Israel, if a person had committed a sin, few things will happen. One is that that sin will be inscribed on the wall of their houses or the doors of their houses, that this person had committed such a sin. You and I will dislike it, but it comes in the narration, Sahaba envied that. And then sometimes Allah will reveal to the Nabi that this is the consequence of that sin, this is the punishment of that sin. Either the hand would be cut off or whatever. But it was all recorded for the public to see. So what was the envy of the Sahaba? That Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at the end of the day, these people of the Bani Israel had known that the consequence was there. They carry it out, it is carried out, the punishment is given, but they know that they have been forgiven. What about us? We commit an evil, we commit a sin, we err, we make a mistake, we may make tawbah, but we don't know whether Allah has forgiven us or not. Now there's many incidents in the kitabs of hadith that we have heard about, that that woman that had committed zina, what does she come by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? She says, Ya Rasulullah, go on and apply the had, the penal law, whether it was stoning to death or whether it was lashes, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you go ahead and do it. It was in her case to be stoned to death. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had known that this woman had conceived. He said, no. Let the baby be born. When the baby is born, she comes back to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is the enthusiasm? The enthusiasm is that my Allah must forgive me. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes with the baby to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, no, this child is entitled to the mother's milk. So now she weans the child after that several months, and the enthusiasm of this woman is shown that now she puts a piece of bread in the hand of that child so that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could see that the child was eating. Then only did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam implement the law of Allah Ta'ala. But what was this? The enthusiasm that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must forgive us. Nonetheless, Hasan al-Basri rahmatullah alayhi says that that person is worse than a dog who does not have that taqwa in his heart that will keep him away from sin, number one. Number two, the person does not have the forbearance. The person does not have the tolerance that when someone is ignorant and that ignorant person behaves in an unbecoming manner, he's unable to control himself. Forbearance, hilm, he doesn't have that, then that person is worse than a dog. And then the third is that person who does not have that akhlaq, whereby he can interact, socialize with other people, that person is worse than a dog. Brothers and friends, this is just the one part of the hadith of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, اتَّقِ الْمَحَارِمَ takun a'badan nas. The second, very, very quickly, warda bima qasam Allahu laka, takun aghnan nas. And be content. Be content and happy with whatever Allah has put in your taqdeer, then you will become the most independent of people. Today the one difficulty we have is that nobody is content anymore. And why? Because we don't follow the simple prescription of the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, in worldly matters, look at those people who are materially lower than you. Like that famous story of Allama Sadi rahmatullah alayhi, he said, once I did not have shoes, it was the heat of the day, and now the thought had come, how am I going to go barefooted? And I was very sad about that whole condition, and then when I came out, I saw a person that didn't have feet. So brothers, takun aghnan nas. Aghnan nas is not the most wealthiest of people. Aghnan nas is the most content and the most satisfied of the individuals on the surface of this earth. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. May Allah ta'ala give us the ability to practice. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala change the halat and the conditions of the ummah of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, most especially in Palestine. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant victory to this ummah. May Allah ta'ala protect and help those that have been most affected. And that is a very great lesson for us, that they have nothing, but yet they will stand with the iman, and they will have the sabr only for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. Allah give us the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.